You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom, first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by ProncPops.wordpress.com and KDUX webradio.wordpress.com. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Welcome to the Pronk Pop Show. This is the Wednesday edition. This is going to be a very, very short show. I have an appointment that I have to go to, and I decided to pick a topic that's, let's say, real hot for the last couple of days, but I think in a couple of days more, it'll disappear from the radar screen. And what's interesting about this, I'm taking sort of a review course in web design. Actually, I've taken this course several times over a 15, 20-year period, and the instructor is a good friend of mine, but it wasn't the course I was expecting. Now, I was expecting more emphasis on design. I used to be a web developer, web designer. I'm no longer in that field at all. I left it many years ago, but I have some experience in both programming and designing websites. But I decided long term, my future was in another area, namely radio, and that's over 10 years ago that I decided to get out of that field into this. Now, what I'm going to be talking about, and it's related to what's going on right now. We were talking in the class, after class, about people that work in the field and what are the job opportunities and so on. And I made the point, I've said, I used to attend, haven't in over at least 9-10 years ago, I used to go to a lot of developer meetings, primarily held at Microsoft's office building in Dallas. And that was a good hour drive. So it was out of my way, and I had to specifically spend my own time going there, where the audience was largely, I would say almost 100% developers. And you could not help but notice, unless maybe you were blind, that over 95%, and some nights 100%, of the people attending were males. There was very few women developers attending these meetings. Now, that does not mean that they're not female programmers. I say developer, I'm using it in a broad term, and it wasn't just specifically pertaining to the web. It was programming in general, new products, new technologies being introduced, things to be aware of. And some were well attended, some were full house, some were not so much. But it was usually a number of people would show up. A lot of times there would be pizza or some refreshment. Sometimes a star, if you will, would appear in the sense of someone well known in the developer community. So there was a lot of interest in it, but I want to make clear, it's been many, many years since I've even gone to one. And I used to be rather plugged in as to what's going on. I'm not anymore. And that was just the point of the conversation. Now, why is this related to a story that is in the news and is on talk radio? There was a former employee of Google got fired. And the reason I think he got fired is he revealed what I would call an inconvenient truth. And I just gave you the inconvenient truth. There are not many women developers, and corporations try to go out of their way to hire them. That doesn't mean some of them will be outstanding, just like men. There's some very good, speedy, talented people, and there's people that are not so talented. I'll leave it at that. And you got to recognize that. But apparently, and I don't know that much about Google, other than I do use their search engine, but I also use Microsoft's search engine, mainly for the images. And there are other competitive search engines, but today, Google dominates. And I think will continue to dominate. That was not the case. Over time, the rankings changed, and I will use Google, and I will use other sources to search out material, because you can't rely on just the Google search engine. But 99% of the time, I'm using Google, and the other 1%, actually more than 1%, 5 to 10%, I'm using Bing to search out images. I just prefer for images, I prefer the way they do it. And occasionally I will see what the differences are. But this is not about search, it's about free speech. Now, in a previous show, I made a point. I was in the military for over 5 years. I also was in work for a very, very largest at the time aerospace company, one of their divisions. Had a successful career in both, but I left both to pursue other interests. And I would say I had a good career both in the Air Force and in corporate world aerospace. I actually turned down a promotion to go to the corporate headquarters. And then I opened my own firm and dealt with business owners. But I made the point, and I was in the marketing sales end of my business, financial services, I would never talk politics or religion with prospects or clients. They didn't know my politics, and I did not know theirs unless they, and sometimes they did, push them out. Religion, politics were no-nos. And my advice is, if you're going to be working for a large corporation, it doesn't matter who it is, do your job. Do it well, and don't get involved in that. That's free advice. Now, this software developer, and his name is James Damore, has a good education from both MIT and Harvard. Google hired him, promoted him twice. Based on what he says, he's got very, very good performance reviews at the top. But he made a mistake. He wrote a memo, and I think he was a little bit naive. And unfortunately, the memo was published over a month ago. It went viral. And it exposed a part of the corporate world that you need to be aware of. And I'm aware of it because I initially was going to pursue a career as a professor in economics at colleges. And what I've seen, because I've been in and out of colleges in my career, is a definite political bias. They've gotten more and more leftist. And you don't find many conservatives, many classical liberals, libertarians, or individualists. And you don't find many Republicans either. Now, I'm not saying that's 100%. The exception always proves the rule. But that's the reality. And as much as they will spout their for academic freedom, the reality is far from it. They're very much conformist. They don't like political dissent. And that's not the way it should be. I'm for a free, frank exchange of views. And you would ideally want that, especially in colleges. But it's no longer the case. Now, some professors, and I would even say the majority, keep their politics out of it. But you're always going to run into the professor that can't keep that in check. You know where he's coming from. You'll definitely know where I'm coming from. I'll tell you right up front. I'm for limited government. My political philosophy is one of classical liberalism. I'm against big government. I don't care whether it's the Democratic Party or the Republican Party. Today, they're both big government parties, and they're ruining this country. And it doesn't end well. And I don't have a party or a candidate that I'm behind. That's why I think ultimately there will be a new party, because people, I'm not alone. See, I know I'm not alone, because people are leaving both parties. They're sick of the lies, to the deceit, the political correctness. I'm sick of the people that think the ends justify the means. But in corporate America, it spread into corporate America. And Google and Apple are just two examples of it. There's a lot of other companies. Now, I have no desire to work for either company. At one time, I was very impressed with Bill Gates and Microsoft, but that view has been somewhat changed over time. And I probably could have pursued but never did, a career at Microsoft, but I did some hard thinking and said, well, I don't think so. I have other plans. So people are, especially when they're young, my advice is to keep your politics and religion to yourself. Now, outside of the workplace, if you have a separate group of friends, or even if they're employees, you got there you can talk what you want. I'm not for political correctness. Political correctness is used to shut people up, and there are various ways to do it, and it's alive and well in corporate America. This young man, successful, well-educated, I think well-intentioned, really wanted to work for Google. I think from everything he says, assuming it's true, was a rising star. He got fired. That's unfortunate. Do I think ultimately he's going to be hurt by it? No. There'll be people wanting to hire him because there are people out there that value the truth, value an honest opinion, and believe reasonable people, people that believe in reason, believe in evidence, are willing to be open-minded and consider the evidence, consider the facts. But when you're dealing with ideologues, and it doesn't matter whether they're the left or the right, you got to be very careful. Now, I make no bones about it. People know where I stand. Some people think they know where I stand, but really don't. Because why? I call it invincible ignorance. And what does that mean, invincible ignorance? Don't confuse me with the facts. I've made up my mind. Now, I'm not going to get into the details of his memo because I've given you at least half a dozen or more. This doesn't surprise me that he got fired. It doesn't surprise me that you have more or less a political correctness ideology, a corporate ideology at Google. I've seen it. I've seen it. And I know I'm hesitating on this one. When I was going to school at Berkeley, there was someone from MIT in the class. He got his PhD. I went to the Air Force. And regularly he introduces speakers at Google, works, I think, part-time at Google. I don't know his politics. He might be a classical liberal libertarian. Probably doesn't know my politics. You see, I don't like it. And I would and here's my advice. If you're in a situation, you're working for an employer, and you see things that are illegally going on, that are crossing the line, you have to make a decision. What many people do, and it's the easiest decision, is to leave. I don't want to be associated with that. However, what if you like it there, and you're doing a good job? You have a career. People try to map out their careers, get ahead, get promoted, make more money, do a good job. And that's the sense I have of this gentleman. And I'll let you, and he's fairly young, I think he's in his early 20s. I like I said, I don't know him, but he's getting a lot of reaction, whether it's the Rush Limbaugh show or people that regularly blog on YouTube, for example. Scott Adams has his opinion, and I'm somewhat close to Scott Adams on this. I support the software engineer doing it. I have no problem what he wrote. But I also understand the corporate side. And this can and is right now a public relations disaster for Google. They're hoping it goes away and disappears so you won't hear about it next week. I think you're going to hear about it. If I saw that climate in Google, I would have walked out of the door. I wouldn't have published a memo. I said, this place is not for me. Bye. I'm out of here. I might have looked for a job first and handed in my resignation and probably wouldn't have even said why. I've just said I have a better opportunity someplace else. You see, the corporate executives have to cover their you-know-what. They have stockholders and a board of directors to report to. And they have a brand, and that's Scott Adams' point, to protect. I understand all that. But where you have a culture that is biased, and, oh, I think they're biased. Yeah, I have an opinion. I think this gentleman is reflecting what he saw. He just did not handle it in the best manner he could have. And the hard way to learn from your mistakes is to make them as opposed to learning from other people's mistakes. You got to be very, very careful today. And I think Big Brother is alive. Big Brother and Big Sister is alive in corporate America. And if you don't share the politics of the dominant, I use the sociology term, the ideology of the executive wing, you will reach a glass ceiling. Because at some point in some meeting, you will say something that reveals your true colors, if you will. And that ultimately will slow down, if not stop, your career. So I wish James, is his first name, James, the best of luck. I'm sure there are firms that will hire you. I wish Google luck, but I think they have a problem. And I think this will result in lawsuits. As Limbaugh said, advising the women, if you have felt discriminated against at Google, and I would not follow this advice lightly, but if you truly believe the reality is not what the ideology is, make Google prove in court that what this gentleman is saying is not the case. And I will say one other thing. I would not, if I were James, don't pursue this in court. It's a hard lesson that you've learned. Drop it. Don't pursue it. Because I'll tell you what, I was in the Air Force and there was some employee that thought he was discriminated against. And he filed a complaint with the Equal Opportunity EEOC. And he was, unfortunately, and he was doing a good job. I mean, I didn't know him that well, but he was doing, from what I heard, he was doing a good job. He was okay. But he felt that he didn't get the promotion that he deserved. Once you take it outside the organization will circle the wagons, and they're not going to treat you well. Doesn't mean it's fair. It doesn't mean it's right. And I never knew what ultimately happened. And I suspected that this employee, because I left the Air Force many years ago. I don't know what happened to him, and it's a long process. But it damaged his career. You need to bite your tongue. Life's not fair, as John F. Kennedy said and other people. Life's not fair. And you got to be careful when you share what you think is objective truth. A lot of people don't like to hear the truth, especially when it disagrees with their view of the world. They don't like to admit mistakes. They don't like to admit the truth when it disagrees with them. And let me give you a bigger example. Climate change. It's a religion. I objectively try to evaluate that. And I don't see it as the threat that the climate change believers believe it is. I don't believe that man is the cause of climate change. It might be a very, 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 very small percent of the change in climate. But there are many, many natural factors that far outweigh that. But there are people that think it's gospel. It's consensus and the science is settled. No, the science is not set. The science is not settled. It's not a consensus. And if you're smart and intelligent and look at the computer models, they're so far off, you know, we don't know what's going on here. So I need to wrap up the show. As a matter of fact, I'm running late. What I suggest you do is listen to this engineer as well as the reaction to it. He's getting a lot of reaction online. And he's being defended because he says he's a classical liberal. I think he is. But don't be a naive one, is what I'm saying. And if you see what you think is crossing the line, the best thing to do is follow the chain of command. And if you can't follow the chain of command because either your boss or his boss is part of the problem, then go to the general counsel. But remember, once you start that, life's not fair and you might be the one that's unemployed. Thank you for listening. And now, America the Beautiful.
My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College. You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by ProncPops.wordpress.com and KDUX Web Radio.wordpress.com.